Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
3, 2. Hey guys, welcome back to the Speaking Podcast. I am joined by my co-host Jessica Gibson at Chasing Jessnut, and our special guest Patrick Lavery is here. Patrick, you are at P Lavery.
What is it now? P Lavery 1015.
All right, now you notice that I probably should have introduced myself. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. So, Jessica, for a good year since Patrick, the day has come. Jay Black is late to the recording,
and has been replaced, at least for the first 10 minutes of this podcast, by none other than Mr. Patrick Lavery. Welcome, Patrick.
I better get my money's worth now.
You really should. You really should. Who knows what might happen? He may look in and say, wow, it finally happened. I'm out. That's it. I'm gone. Like, I'm done.
Turn tail and go home.
So I don't know how to bring this up. I think people should.
What?
I feel like we need to talk about what happened.
I don't know what you're going to bring up.
Oh, no. What happened today on the air. I almost got another 15 minutes between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
You did.
You have no idea how excited I was. So here's what happened.
You have no idea how guilty Patrick looked holding his Starbucks coffee.
But you left the building.
This is, and we'll get to this. This is why I cleared it ahead of time, because I was afraid something like this would happen. But go ahead.
All right. So one of our news anchors who was anchoring the show, we'll call him Eric.
Okay.
That's his name. And what happened was, all of a sudden, it was 9:28, mm-hmm. and I had just done my last live read, and I was going into the break. And
never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. And all of a sudden, we're looking around, we're like, where's Eric? There's no news anchor. So Kathy looked at me, she's like, I'm just going to play another spot. So all of a sudden, it's like 9:29, 9:29:30, and I'm looking, nobody's around, like, play another one. So I said, we're giving this to 9:31. At 9:31, I am taking this all the way, that's it, to traffic and weather. So I was so excited that I would have that extra 7 minutes of talking. And it didn't happen. So quite honestly, for me, this is, it's a mixed bag of emotions
now. Now you mean extra 7 minutes of taking the public's calls, right? Not
I meant
talking.
A combination. Well, we were in the middle of the wedding segment.
Yes. Well, now this is your therapy because you can talk it out, the feelings you have about your voice being silenced.
Yes, I feel silenced.
We all need to talk it out.
Thank you, Jessica.
Breaks.
You're exactly right. Because I said the wedding segment is a little bit of therapy for producer Kristen.
Yes.
Right.
It is, though.
It really is.
She does look happier when she leaves.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing. We should have done a picture because her
before and after.
Like pre-talk. I feel like I've got some radiotherapy going on now with the show.
Yes.
Because you were stress-free. Like completely like, hey, I'm done. I did it. It's all good.
That.
I almost knocked the microphone over.
You moving the mic is going to sound great.
Yeah.
That's going to
sound
awful.
Awesome. Yeah.
How did that sound, actually?
It sounded like a bunch of mice running
across.
That
doesn't sound good at all. So anyway, back to what happened, that Eric did then come running in at like 9:30 and 40 seconds.
Yeah.
So
it worked out. But here was the thing. We thought Patrick was coming in.
Right. Because what did Eric say when he finished the 9 o'clock newscast?
He's like, weekend starts.
Right.
He literally walked out. He's like, okay, it's the weekend. He thought it was 9:30.
He forgot. Yeah. He thought he had done the 9:30. Here is what happened about an hour, 15 minutes before all that.
I feel like it's that Seinfeld episode when they had the wedding in India.
Yes, in India.
And
yes.
We backtracked. All right, take us
back. I saw
back.
That like a month ago.
I don't know that I've seen that one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is one of the best ones where George has lifts in his shoes.
Uh-huh. Right.
But he can never take them off because the girl he's dating
is taller.
Thinks
than
he's taller.
Is tall. Right.
Right.
So he ends up painting them black to be like dress shoes.
You know,
yeah.
They have
right?
actually
yeah.
seen that one.
It's great. Yeah. So, but they do the whole thing is done in reverse, mm-hmm. and it follows the path of the lollipop that Kramer has.
Right.
So through the episode, the lollipop keeps getting bigger. It's one of these like giant carnival lollipops.
Right, because it's real.
Right, because it's in reverse. So anyway, take us back,
yeah.
Patrick.
Okay, so we're sitting back in the newsroom, and I said, hey, Eric, are we going to be finished with everything we need to do just to get ready for next week? We're going to be finished with everything by the time you go on at 9:30.
Right.
Because I'm doing a podcast with Bill at 10. I want to go out and get a coffee. So he said, yeah, sure. I've given you everything, all the material you need. He had to write a piece for the website. He had to do a pre-recording for the Alexa for the weekend, a news briefing. So we had gotten all that out of the way. So he knew that I was leaving the building at 9:30 mm-hmm. to go get coffee and come back. So nobody else knew that, though. So Dan Zarro starts looking around for me because, like you and like Kathy, I think you thought once Eric said that and packed up his stuff.
He had logged out of his
computer.
So we're like, oh, yeah. Patrick's coming in. And I thought that's great because we could
promote
the podcast.
Right.
Exactly. That was my thinking.
Right. But that didn't happen.
So no one tapped Eric on the shoulder and said, hey, Are you coming back?
No, because I don't think he said anything. I didn't. It occurred to me that every once in a while at 9:08.
Was he in his car?
That's a good question. I don't know. Do we know?
No, I think he was back in the news office.
Because he had to go collect the pot that had the shrimp bisque, which incidentally was delicious. Did you try it?
Was excellent. Yes, I had a bowl of it. It was very, very good.
I think
good.
Dan is scarred, though. Could you smell it when you walked in?
I walked in and Kristen was complaining about her ankle swelling and Jill was complaining about some other like stomach pain. And then
do ankles swell right away?
I was like,
from
you guys
sodium?
Are a happy crowd.
Yeah, it was not happy this
morning.
Yeah,
no. Everyone's like, it smells like shellfish in here. I was like, oh my God.
I love the smell.
Yes.
I thought it was balanced. I didn't think it was over the top at all.
I thought it was a pleasant smell because it can very easily become unpleasant.
I walked in and a bunch of Eeyores were standing around.
it was a little Eeyore.
I was like, oh my God.
I don't want to do my last newscast today.
That's not usually the Eric voice that I have.
No, but that's a good Eeyore/Eric. That was a good combination of both. Eeyore is a great example. I love the Eeyore example because people do go into Eeyore mode.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They really do. Mm-hmm. I see it at the other job that happens.
Right. So Eric did walk in and do the news.
Yes.
Yes.
And I have the coffee.
Yes.
And you have the coffee. Now, backing up further, we also had another incident.
What?
That the computer in Jill Myra's traffic studio went dead.
Yeah.
Everything black screened.
Mm-hmm. So Eric had just read the news without his computer screen.
He didn't have it either because he had logged out.
And then just a second later.
I was pretty impressed, though. Eric did that off the top of his head, just from remembering it.
Right.
And Jill came in and did the traffic and got all the sponsors from memory.
Yeah.
Standing at Bob's desk. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Like she came running in.
It right?
Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
Your voice is great.
Yeah.
Are you getting a cold?
Yeah.
Cold
and
flu season.
I didn't take any music.
I guess I
have advice for you.
I did get a flu shot.
You probably already know this.
What? Hot toddy?
But that's a good idea.
No, well, once you're sick, the
honey,
hot toddy.
Honey, lemon, yeah.
No. Did you get your
flu shot?
No. Listen to this.
What?
Gin.
We were talking about gin yesterday.
Gin is the new. Look at who's here. Jay Black.
I'm sorry.
Did I tell you this yet?
Gin keeps you healthy.
So there's an article in Business Insider.
Okay.
Right? About the 7 unbelievable health benefits to gin.
Mm-hmm. So is it written by the gin industry bill?
Well, maybe. I don't know. It's all about the juniper berry. Right. Now, wait, Jay Black is here.
I'm tired of Big Juniper dictating my life, Bill. Big Juniper has its hands in everything.
I'm telling you. So the Queen of England has 2 gin drinks every day. She's 92.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Can you argue with that?
I think they just give her water and tell her it's a gin drink.
What's in it other than
The juniper berry. Oh, in the drink? I don't know.
It's vodka flavored juniper.
Yeah.
What?
It's vodka flavored, not based
in wheat. I mean, it's based in the distilled berry.
I thought they just flavored liquor with the berry.
No. They distill the berry. That's why it's so good for you, because it has all the antioxidants of the juniper berry.
I think you could just eat a juniper berry, Bill.
They're disgusting. I've tried that. I thought that.
You've had them?
They're disgusting. You can't eat them. They're little tiny berries that are on, like, I don't know, pine trees, I guess.
They're disgusting.
They're gross.
Oh.
You make a good point about the Queen of England. Jan Calment, who I think was the oldest living verified person. She lived to the age of 122. She died in 1997. She ate chocolate every day, and she quit smoking at age, get this, 115.
I love that.
She smoked until she was 115 years old.
Probably bought her another 7 years.
So she just didn't feel like smoking anymore.
I think she just didn't. You're exactly right.
That's what that is.
She probably smoked for 100 years at that point.
By the way, could you imagine having to live to be 122? I mean, what a torture.
Are you kidding? I would love it.
No, I
still have more to say. I don't know if I can get it all out in 100 years.
I want to kick off at 60, Bill. I think 60 is a nice round number.
That's not funny.
I said 84.
What is that?
That's not funny.
Now, no, it's an actual desire. God, if you're listening.
Do you think that's a male-female thing? Because I said this the other day. Kylie and Kristen were there. I said, I don't know. I was driving with my kids. Mm. Somebody said something about longevity.
You hope I don't live past.
No, and I'm like 84.
You've said this. You're very consistent with it. 84. Said, I've heard you say this before.
It's a good age. See, here's why. I live in quarters. So you got your 20s. It's like first quarter. And, you know, you're still figuring life out.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got your second quarter, very important second quarter. You know, that can be marriage, kids, you know, house, the whole thing.
Q2, baby.
Q2. Accidental pregnancy.
Then it could be that. Depends. And then you got quarter three. Mm-hmm. Right, 40 to 60. Let me tell you, great quarter.
Fat cat quarter.
Great quarter. Oh, but God. Then you got your 60 to 80. Now, once you hit 80, like you've lived a pretty good life. If you have lived a pretty good life.
Yeah. If you were so lucky.
Everything, right? And then everything else to me is borrowed time. So how much time do you get in overtime? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I think there is an overtime. Well, look at the life expectancy. The average life expectancy is what?
88.
87?
Right?
No, Bill. That's in countries that have universal health care. Here in America, it's 74 for men.
Unbelievable.
Let's not do
this. But that's the statistic.
But
we're not in the top 100 with infant mortality.
It's so flawed. We could have a whole debate over health care. I never understood how bad socialized healthcare was until my daughter lived in London.
Well, let's just look up life expectancy around the world.
Like the doctors aren't good?
What I learned, and I didn't know this, that the pharmaceutical companies are different, where the drugs that you get prescribed in the UK are less effective as what you get here. So all the doctors have told her anything she's going to get it here and not there.
So the life expectancy in the United States, 78 years. In the United Kingdom, it's 81. In Canada, it's 82.
Right. But that is flawed if you're applying that to healthcare, because it also has to do with jobs.
Just living.
It has to do with what job you pick.
A lot more people die in coal mines here in the United States early, so you can't really knock them for having bad healthcare.
So think of it like the new hockey rules, like... 78 to...
I love the popcorn.
Talking about grandfathering in the helmets?
Well, yeah, but I think that's part of the life expectancy. But, like, talk about our average at 78. And so, like, 78 to the average of the countries that are ahead of us, 81, 82, like, that's, like, the first overtime period. Like, you're kind of, like, skating it out. Like, you know there's a little bit more if...
Right.
If you... But once you get to 82... That's the shootout. That's the shootout, right?
Now, the question is, how aware and awake and alert are you? Right? Yeah, so if you're the queen and you're 92 and you're still kicking ass and taking names, I think she's got another 20 years in her.
That's ideally how you die, right? Sudden death. You're great, and then you're dead, which is why I want to go out at 60.
See, I don't like that. I would like a long, prolonged, I can put things in order. Because wait a minute. I gotta close that loop.
Look at people like Betty White, who has worked well into her 90s.
Right.
Dick Van Dyke.
Against her will, right. I think she's got a gun to Betty's head. She doesn't know where she's at. I think that's grandchildren like pushing her out there going, Grandma, say something dirty. And they're just collecting the checks.
They're stage grandchildren. Yeah.
Well, that's what they did. Like Stan Lee, like his kids, he got $1 million a year for life from Marvel for all the work that he did.
You were going to say Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, no, that's Ed McMahon and him had a falling out.
Yeah.
But no, they said that Stan Lee's kids, were taking huge advantage of his estate while he was still alive. See, I quote Kurt Vonnegut. Vonnegut was at a cocktail party in the 60s talking about a new life insurance policy he just signed. And the guy I was talking to said, Kurt, let me ask you something. You're going to be dead. What do you care? And he's like, you're right. And he canceled his life insurance policy on the spot. And ever since I've read that, I've said, that's how I want to go. I don't care what happens to my kids when I'm dead.
Did he not have kids?
I'm dead. Yeah, he had a couple kids.
Oh, they're like, thanks, Dad.
Wow.
Jeez, jerk. Right.
But here's the thing. When I'm gone, if there is an afterlife,
see,
none
this
of it
is
matters.
The problem with people that don't believe. That like for you, it's
I'm
like
an agnostic,
the door
Bill.
Shuts.
I don't
They're
know
gonna,
if I believe.
See, I'm like, I it may stick around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I
will be so boring.
Bill,
yeah.
If you do believe,
right?
What do you
the
care?
Door shuts?
If there is a hell or a heaven that you're going to,
right.
None of this matters. Right? So here's my thing. There either is nothing after I'm dead, in which case it won't matter, or there's a heaven, in which case it won't matter.
Jessica, don't you wish, like, I would like to meet Jay, who was drinking 3 years ago.
I think
just for 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I would like to talk,
Bill,
because I think we could have a whole conversation about life expectancy, and it would not turn completely dark.
Bill, first off, number one, if you want to know what I was like when I was drinking, it was like this, but loud and obnoxious. And two, if this is just a flat out easy calculation, if there is a heaven, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what my kids go through on earth because they're going to go to heaven. If there is no heaven, like if we're dying, there's nothing, doesn't matter what they go through on earth because they'll be dead.
Purposeless.
What, no, but what I'm saying is it is purposeless if there is a heaven. Just be a good person. Well, who cares if you have enough socks?
Striving to it. Yeah, well, you need socks.
I told you the Mickey Mantle story, right? When Mickey Mantle was diagnosed with terminal cancer, he was giving a press conference and he said, I had a dream last night that I died and I went to the front gate of heaven. And St. Peter met me at the gate and he said, Mickey, you weren't the best person in your life. You did a lot of bad things. You wronged a lot of people. We can't let you in. But before you go, can you sign these dozen baseballs?
That's great.
So it matters.
Yeah, that's. No, I think it does matter.
Here's all I'm saying. I am, of all of us here, the least concerned because there's only two things that could possibly happen. One, I die and everything gets figured out. Great. Or two, I die and there's nothing, in which case I won't know. Also great.
So wait, do you not have life insurance?
Nah, my wife got maybe got.
I feel like we have to have an intervention here.
I would have gotten it though.
You've got like nine kids.
I've got three. I wouldn't have gotten it though because honestly, if you die, like I've always said, that's why I have problems with the medium. If the medium,
you hated the medium.
Bill has problems with the media.
Right. Well, here's
I do, and they also have a problem with me.
It's far apparently too conservative. Here's my issue with the medium. What kind of nerd ghost are you? That you have the entire fruits of the afterlife in front of you, but you want to communicate the letter P to your grandkid. What kind of awful thing does that state about the state of the universe?
Wait, do you believe in ghosts?
Well, it's interesting.
I'm not sure I'm following this part of the conversation.
No, here's what either. I mean. If, like, mediums always go, oh my God, your grandfather's trying to send you the letter Q, right?
Yeah. Souls.
Yeah. What kind of ghost do you have to be?
So could there be a soul that is somehow in between? Yes, I believe that.
Right, but if there was a soul,
there's something to it. But also, though, you would say this: we don't even use all of our brains. So there are parts of our brains not being used. So we don't know when things are inexplicable.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But here's the thing:
but you can have faith, and I think faith is different than not knowing what your brain knows.
Well,
and the slanted statistics on life expectancy as it relates to healthcare.
Oh, of course,
Michael Moore. My God.
Yeah. So no, here's all I'm saying about that. There might be a soul. I am an agnostic. I am literally of the belief that no one knows. So it's like shaking presents before Christmas. There's a bunch of presents laid out. We're all shaking it, trying to talk about what there might be. None of us will know. We can't open them till we die. So there's no point in shaking them, right? So that's been my belief my whole life. Even when I was going through Catholic school, Bill, I was sitting there going, this feels like shaking Christmas presents. All I'm saying about ghosts is if you die, and there is the afterlife. There's Marilyn Monroe naked.
Yeah, but what if you're in the in between?
What like kind of in between?
Concept of how purgatory?
Could there be in between?
Like purgatory could be here.
That was just invented for unbaptized babies. That's the whole purpose of it.
Oh, Jay. What the Jay.
Read your Catholic history. Because you can't get into heaven unless you're baptized. So everybody was sitting around in the Middle Ages going, what about all these babies that died? Because we don't have universal health care. It's the Middle Ages. Our babies are dying. Do they go to hell? And the Catholic Church went, no, purgatory. And they all went, what? They were like, no, it's purgatory. It's in between. Don't worry about it. And then they moved on.
They were still figuring out there was a universe in the Middle Ages. So there was no universal health care debate. Right.
Yeah. No, they were just sitting there. The universal health care debate throw witch's bane at the person and hope something good happens.
Yeah.
But no, it's purgatory.
What happens? Jay came in shot out of a cannon.
I had no idea someone talked more than you did until just now.
Right? Wow. Thank you. And yes, I think you're right.
But these are all things. Like, what's the in between? You die and what?
I think we should have videoed this edition of the podcast just to have a camera trained on Jessica's reactions.
You know what? I would agree.
They've been terrific.
I don't want to lose this, though. If you're a ghost, you die. We're one little speck on a little planet in the middle of nowhere in the Milky Way.
How do you know that?
I see the stars, Bill. Right? I can infer. But let's just even say, even if this is just all an illusion that's made in the Matrix.
But there's really no context for that, though, right?
I want to know what Jay had for breakfast so bad.
I want to know. Wait, but here's the question, though. Are you saying that because it's like, tell him to avoid it next time? Or
eat more of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn.
I'm not sure.
Right, what did you have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Was it?
I know you'll come back to the ghost thing, but what did you have for breakfast?
A bowl of Adderall. Should I not have? Do you think that was a mistake?
Just popping them like Tic Tacs.
Eat breakfast? Seriously.
I do. I eat breakfast every morning.
It's very healthy.
Yeah. I have
I'm on a new diet.
Protein thing.
It's not really a diet.
What is it?
I'll get back to the ghost. Yes. No, just let me. I did a course correction.
Oh.
I a total course correction. Okay. And I feel great. I have not had a cup of coffee before 11 a.m. in 5 days, all week. So I started Sunday. I gave up flour and sugar.
Oh, you did too? I thought that was Kristen that gave that up.
No,
because, you know,
flour and sugar. Right. But let me tell you, my energy level is even and even a little higher. Like I was crashing at 3 o'clock. So my worst time was in between the two tapings of
Chasing.
But
you're still drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because otherwise you get those bad coffee headaches.
That happened to me. I quit coffee for 3 months. 10 days I had it.
Yeah, that's
10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big caffeine, man.
Big caffeine.
Big caffeine.
It's like big juniper. Big juniper. So I what happened was I met with this nutritionist who I had on the show, yoga instructor, like total commie, right?
How'd they smell?
Did not get that close, but she was sophisticated, great, smart. So I asked her about hybridized wheat because I read a book called Wheat Belly.
What is that?
So wheat has been changed and hybridized. Literally, they've changed the wheat on how it grows so it can be more resilient. Mm-hmm. You can grow more on less land. By the
way, I'm very in favor of this, big time in favor of
this. Well, I am too because it's feeding the world.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you can take the time to pay attention, it's terrible for you.
Yeah.
And the reason is there's no fiber in it.
Right.
So the fiber, the most important thing to health, I didn't know this, you know, but I learned this. Right. I read the book, it's fiber.
Yeah.
It makes you poop.
Yes. Yeah. So if you go back to the ancient grains, there is like 80% fiber. So you can eat pasta and bread and it has the same effectiveness as an apple. Today, not so much. So I gave it up. I had chickpea pasta the other night.
Okay.
Best thing.
Very fibrous.
It's delicious.
Chickpeas.
It's delicious.
Where did you even get it from? Did you make it?
Amazon.
I've never heard
and
of
you
it.
You know what? No. You gotta look it up. You gotta buy it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it is delicious. We did it with ricotta cheese and spinach.
Okay.
An olive oil lemon zest dressing.
And it's good to support the chickpea industry. It's currently crashing.
Big chickpea.
Why didn't you put this on Facebook Live?
Here's the problem. Sometimes I do things and then after the fact, that pops into my head. Hey, that would have been a good post. I will do the next one.
Make sure you wear a chef's coat.
Oh, boy. Yes. There's a chef here that does that.
Yes, there is.
Yes, it is. But it's $20 for a pack of six.
Mm-hmm.
For a pack of six chef coats?
Chickpea pasta boxes.
I was going to say, how many do you buy through?
It's
really good.
At what capacity a box? A pound a box?
No. I think the chickpea one is either 8 or 10 ounces.
Okay.
But you're full. It's way more filling. Mm-hmm. And anyway.
Yeah,
so
8 ounces.
8 ounces, right?
8 ounces. Okay.
So I did. I gave up flour. But it's hard.
I'm sure.
Right.
Because it sugar is in everything, first of all.
Well, yeah. You just basically eat salads every day.
Mayonnaise.
It's really hard this time of year when it's cold.
I know.
And there's no sun. That's when it's the hardest.
I know.
Right.
But I feel like crap since I haven't been on that diet I was on before the wedding. Because it just makes you feel
healthier. What diet were you on?
Healthier. I was just eating salads. Only salads.
No protein?
Well, chicken, but regular grilled chicken.
But you
chicken.
Cut out breads, pasta.
Yeah.
Kristen and I tried to eat a little bit more conservatively, a little healthier before we got married. And then we got to a point where we were just so irritable and agitated that we were like, we look how we look. We're just going to eat what we want.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I love pizza.
Actually. Yeah. But I love pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza's very good.
I'm probably on pizza today.
I don't know how to do this diet with pizza. I know there are ways, people do cauliflower crust and stuff.
Right,
I just don't think that's the same.
One of my favorite meals that we actually had in the run up to the wedding, I think it was 10 days before we got married. It was like a Sunday night or something like that. And there was nothing in the house. We were knee deep in projects, this and that. And cause we DIY'd a lot of stuff. And I just said, you want to get some Chinese food? And we got the Chinese food and I don't even remember what we ordered, but in one of our fortune cookies, when we finished our meal, and I'm the kind of person who believes in silly stuff like this, one of our fortune cookies, the fortune was, you are almost there. And that was very reassuring. It was like,
so does that encourage you to eat more Chinese food?
Yeah, but it was
big,
but
Chinese,
but it was but it was like, well, that's
how they get their hooks in you.
That's the MSG talking,
right? Yes.
But oh,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
MSG is just fine.
It's fine.
By the way, just as a note, I don't follow any time when they go like, you know, our ancestors ate this. I always go, yeah, our ancestors also died at 29.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think there is something to be said about
We could all eat healthier.
Well, here's the thing. And to your point, Patrick, and to your point, Jessica, that like, if it's not a diet, I just thought I want to eat what I want to eat, but there's no reason. Like, I was putting sugar in my coffee.
No reason.
You know, bread, like, we stopped buying anything with high fructose corn syrup years ago. So, but you got to select the right bread. But then to me, it's if you feel like crap on the diet and you're doing it for vanity reasons, then I would say stop it.
Yeah.
However, if you can eat great stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel great. My energy level is so much higher now.
Chickpea pasta is on its way.
Yeah. Did you order it?
Yep.
You will not be disappointed. I will send you that recipe. It is so good. It was lemon, it oil,
yeah.
Delicious.
Are you going to have competing recipes on the 101.5 site with Eric Scott?
I'm not going to engage in any recipe competition.
If there's a,
because I do not have a chef's hat or coat.
We're trying to get, Joe Cutter got a pasta maker for Christmas. And we're trying to get he and Dennis Malloy to do a lasagna cook-off.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If
now, I think my gut feeling, my theory is that Dennis would wipe the floor with him.
Yeah.
But.
You don't know.
Don't know.
He has a pasta maker. I mean, that's pretty fancy.
See, I'm sure Dennis like does Jay too. Could cook.
I'm a good cook.
I believe that.
Yeah. No, I'm a pretty good cook. I'm a great baker.
Right.
I feel like he talked about having to cook for himself a lot.
Well, I mean, right? I would heat up food over a candle in a hotel room when I was alone doing comedy.
Yeah.
So I know how to.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, I know how to do like hobo cooking.
Yeah.
But no, I'm a good baker.
Would you actually heat things up in the hotel room when you were traveling? Because when I was traveling, I would walk out of whatever hotel it was. When I was so, early let me stop in my you right career,
there. Walk no bill. That's I
no walking.
Although no, I have one story about walking. Did I ever tell you my story in Cleveland? No. I'm performing in Cleveland, and Bill, I had gotten paid like 3 or 4 weeks in a row in just cash, and I was traveling, so I had like a significant amount of cash with me, which I never do. So I'm in Cleveland. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in downtown Cleveland, and I'm starving. I'm actually writing a script and I'm starving. So I go downstairs and
Are you married at the time?
I am married.
All right.
So I say to the woman like, hey, where's a good place to eat? She's like, you're in downtown Cleveland. Nowhere. It's like the only place to get food this time of night is there's a gas station like a mile in that direction.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Well, I'm in downtown Cleveland. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Is it safe? And it was an African American woman with some heft to her. So if you could just imagine like a head bob that shamed me, like a head bob, like, a head shaming nod.
Like, don't go out there?
No, but no, like I walk that. She goes, I walk that every day. It's safe. And I'm like, well, now I'm shamed. I have to.
You have
right,
to go.
Right now,
you
so,
have
but
to
Bill,
go.
In my go. Brain, I was like, I've got several thousand dollars in cash with me. I can't leave that in the room. That would be stupid. Right. There's no safe in there. Somebody could open up and steal. So I'm going to walk with it. So now I'm walking in Cleveland, several thousand dollars in my pocket. And as I cross over about a half mile towards this gas station, there's a definite change in the ambiance of the town that goes from downtown Cleveland oh, crap. Bad things are about to happen. So this guy comes up to me, and I've called him a crackhead in the past only because he had that like itchy kind of quality to him. Like where he comes up to me like this.
Yep.
And he goes, yo, man. Give me $3. Now, this is where my lack of street cred comes into
nice.
Play.
Well played.
I go, I'm sorry. I only have big bills.
Oh, no.
But
what?
I'm about to go to that gas station right there. I'm going to buy a Pop-Tart. It'll break a 20, and I'll give you big bills. So he goes, or I'll give you $3. He goes, just give me the 20. And now my brain goes, oh, crap.
That was not a good idea.
I should have told him that. Like, finally, all the street smarts come in. I go, I'm going to, like, here, best case scenario. Best case, he steals the $20 and runs off. Worst case, he sees that I have a block of cash in my pocket, murders me, and takes all the money.
Oh,
so
my God.
Then I'm, like, kind of laughing to myself. I'm like, well, this will be an interesting thing. Let's see what happens. So I reach in, and I'm just, like, trying to, like, pull the 20 without revealing the wad of cash in there.
I think we've all been in a situation like this. Right, yeah.
So I hand him the 20. There's a pause. He reaches into his pocket. He pulls out 17 ones and counts me off change. And he gives me.
I did not expect that.
And I was like, hey, good doing business with you. And then we were done.
Right? Wow.
He was only trying to get to 20, I guess. And in my brain, I was like, maybe that's like the price of whatever he was trying to buy, you know, was 20.
Yeah,
and
right.
So wow. I go home the next day and I tell my wife this very funny story. And she goes, you dumb son of a bitch. And I'm like, what? And she was like, number one, not only was that stupid, number two, you have used up all the luck this family will ever have one moment.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Jay wasn't married and there wasn't someone to give him these reality checks on a regular basis?
That's a good point. That's right. I bet you that guy, by the way, now a senator from Ohio.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah, that's exactly how that works out.
You just needed the 20.
That $3.
Yeah. That $3 got him over.
Did you get the Pop-Tart?
I did. And it was not worth it. I mean, it was just a Pop-Tart. Like, even as I was walking
back. Gas station food is difficult.
Did you see Bird Box where she's like, this is what strawberry tastes like, boys and girls?
No, I didn't see Bird Box.
She gives them a Pop-Tart.
Oh, boy and girl. The kid. I saw it.
Yeah, she named it Boy and Girl.
I liked the movie. Did you like it or not?
Strawberry tastes like. I did like it, yeah.
I liked it, too.
I haven't
you didn't
seen
see it?
It?
No,
I haven't
Patrick,
seen it.
Have you
no,
seen
I
it?
Haven't seen it.
It's actually very good.
Okay.
It's a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Bill, I got to tell you, and please don't take this the wrong way politically. In the last couple of years, post-apocalyptic movies have been harder to watch because they went from, that could never happen to, there's a very real possibility.
Here we go.
You're headed to an environmental disaster.
We started the universal healthcare thing. We were in trouble. Now we're really in trouble.
Now we're into the end of the world. But it's good. And I was going to do the challenge on the air.
Yeah.
You know, people are doing the Bird Box challenge.
Talking onto the...
Well, because I have so many things that I'm looking at in the ads, I'm like, I don't think that'll work out.
Do they ever tell you what a Bird Box is? Because to me, that sounds like...
Yes.
Something dirty.
It makes total sense.
Okay.
I can't tell you.
It's a spoiler.
I can't tell you. You have to watch the movie.
Gotcha.
I think you might like it. No, you won't. You will hate it. You're such a cynic. You will hate it.
No, I like...
You'll be annoyed at Sandra Bullock.
I like Sandra Bullock.
You'll be annoyed at the end, like I was.
Really?
Did you like the end? I like part of the end.
Do they come to a big statue of Trump like at the end of Planet of the Apes?
There? I didn't like
it. I was ready for it to end by the time it ended.
So was I.
Because it was kind of the same thing the whole time that had me on edge. That I was like, please end this.
It was 10 minutes too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the doctor at the end.
The doctor?
How'd she get there?
Yeah.
Right? What's she doing there? Oh, hi.
I've already seen online like think pieces. Saying, dissecting all the plot holes in Bird Box and does it really matter?
Yeah.
No, just another Sandra Bullock movie that I thought was decent to watch on a weekend.
Yep.
It was good. Not the best movie you've seen.
I have a love-hate relationship with post-apocalyptic movies because, like, I honestly, I tend to watch all of them eventually, but I do get that's the one that scares me because, let's be honest, in a post-apocalyptic scenario, my skill set is the least valuable skill set that could possibly be. It's not like I'm a farmer
story,
or a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like
people need to laugh.
I can tell you a story.
It's not like I'm going to go from village to village going, I will trade jokes for chicken meat.
Oh, it's funny. There's a guy who refers to himself as having the world's least marketable skill. He calls himself batting stance guy. His name is Gar Reines, and he first rose to fame about 10 years ago uploading YouTube videos of him doing batting stances of the entire lineups of historic baseball teams. So like 1975 Red Sox, he would go through the entire lineup and like do their whole bat. 1986 Mets, he would do the lineup's whole batting stance.
Does he get paid for this?
Yes. Who pays him for that? He was on David Letterman a couple of times. MLB teams started to hire him to...
Pretty sure we'd probably be able to figure that out.
Yeah. MLB teams started to hire him to come in and show their players. The Dodgers brought him in when Manny Ramirez was playing for the Dodgers, and he was doing Manny Ramirez's batting stances for Manny Ramirez. And Ramirez asked him, can you do my batting stance? And this guy says, okay, now or like when you were a rookie with Cleveland? And Ramirez says, oh, you know Cleveland? He was totally jazzed
and he
by
did.
This. Yeah.
But he doesn't know those things himself, probably.
No.
Right?
No, it's...
Right. How would you remember back?
It's funny,
10
like
years.
The players don't have as much of an eye for detail as this guy does.
Yeah.
So fans are weird, man. Sports fans are
among the craziest.
But can we get him on the least marketable skill?
I mean,
he probably does, but I mean, he hasn't been.
Tell him our budget is zero, but we're totally interested.
Right. I think he's still on Twitter.
Let's tweet him.
I would be more interested.
I think he's at batting stance guy.
I would be more interested in interviewing his wife.
That's a great idea.
Because I have to imagine there's moments, because I know me and my wife, she'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm writing. She's like, it doesn't sound like you're writing. I'm like, thinking's a part of writing.
It is, though.
Got to think before you can write.
It is, but
he has like a real swagger.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's his whole job.
Does he have a check?
No,
he doesn't.
And I think we can get him down in price. That's what I think. No check, no money. That's right. How it works.
And by the way, I know that we have not gone back to ghosts. And I know that's in your head.
And we're out of time, and I was trying to avoid it. All right.
I just need to say this.
Okay. You,
Bill, just follow with me on this.
We're going to wrap up with this.
Okay.
Just don't say anything that requires a rebuttal. Like, no Trump comment. Let's not talk about global warming or universal health care.
I'm just talking about...
Or the Catholic Church. We can talk ghosts.
Here's a think piece.
All right. I have to limit this.
Here's just a small hypothetical thought. You die, Bill.
Okay.
There is an afterlife.
Just think about being dead.
All right, okay. I'm dead now.
There is an afterlife. There's a tunnel, and you go down that tunnel. All the secrets of life are there. Marilyn Monroe is naked. Elvis is playing at the stadium there. It's wonderful. And you know,
neither of those are in my
stadium.
Heaven. Right? In my mind's eye of heaven, neither are there.
Oh, who's the girl in heaven for you?
I don't
maybe
know.
Jane Mansfield. You like him a little juicier. I get it, Bill. It's fine.
Unbelievable.
But you die. All the stuff.
I would say my wife, but there's no question that I will die first.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
there's no question.
And by the way, I've
informed my wife.
She's not coming for probably a few years.
I've informed my wife, it's till death do us part. If there's an afterlife, I'm a free agent. Unbelievable.
No, but that's true. God. It's in the vows. If she comes at me, I told her I will
wait and I will haunt the kids.
I have no question about that.
You're right.
Yeah.
So they know you're present.
You're sitting there.
I'll wait for you, but I'm going to just be doing a little haunting
while
I'm there.
As a ghost. Now that you're a ghost, you know there's an afterlife, so you know the secrets of the universe and everything. All right? You know that when your kids die, they will also join you in this place. And we're talking infinite time, right? Because there's an afterlife. It's like a split second so far as one lifetime
is
concerned.
Picturing Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny, you know. Imagine you're a ghost.
Right, exactly. Now you're sitting there.
How do you know it's a split second of time? We don't know the time relationship between the afterlife.
If it's an infinite amount of time.
But we don't know that either.
What's 70 years over an infinite amount of time?
It could be the next phase, and there could be a finite amount of time.
So it's like defending your life. So there's another phase.
You never know, right?
But let's just go with...
I loved it.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
My wife did not like it so much.
Let's just go with like the current conception of time. There's an afterlife.
Inception was good, too.
Well, I watched Inception last night.
I liked Inception.
Inception's really good.
Same idea.
Defending your life, though.
That's so old
school. Albert Brooks, Meryl Streep.
Rip Torn.
I don't think you'd like it.
All right. I'm going to pass.
Rip Torn is in it.
It's like 70s, right?
It's 86.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
Know that?
So, in any event, you're sitting there, and like, would your approach to the afterlife be, I got to get a message to my kid, but I can't spell out the message. I can't call them on the phone, the ghost phone. I have to find some lady who uses petroleum oil instead of showering. And I'm going to say to her, don't give them the full message.
She was in her getup.
Here's a letter.
It always comes back to Cindy Garza for you.
There's a P.
That was the media's name.
I remember. Cindy Garza. Yeah.
Just say the letter P. And they go, okay, but how about the full message? Is that how you'd spend the rest of your afterlife? And if you did, you'd be a crazy person.
See, I don't even really buy into all this stuff. I think there's a lot that's an act. I do think, but
it's all an act.
Dying to get a medium in here and convince you.
Right.
Like, I am not even just with, right? Do you agree?
How do we get a medium?
I'm going to text Cindy again. Back? Well, I don't know. You have to not be angry, though. We can't be angry. We don't want to fight with her.
I won't be angry. I'll just tell her, do everything you can without a cold.
Patrick, were you there that day?
Yes, I was, but somehow I wasn't. I wasn't involved. Like when she came in,
I feel like Patrick should be here when we bring her in. He's like the even, mellow. Don't you think?
Jessica, I just got your text. We probably should wrap up and go to do another episode if we're going to do another.
Now
episode.
That he got his ghost theory out.
Yeah. Oh, are you good now?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
That's it. Oh, then we're good.
All right.
None of this stuff actually bothers me, Bill. I hope you're aware of that.
I would like the medium to come in and contact old dead baseball players so the batting stance guy can do his batting stances for the baseball players.
That's brilliant.
She'll know. But if she's a real medium,
so we can arrange batting stance guy and the medium. We got something,
right?
I feel like we're going to need more microphones.
All right.
I think that's it. We got to go, right?
Yep.
All right. Follow me at Bill Spadia on Twitter and Instagram. Find Jay somewhere. Follow
ghostbullshit.org.
Follow Patrick at PLavery 1015 and follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut 2 T's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.